AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
I'm okay, thanks. I'm a bit sore from a bit of a kicking I got yesterday, but I'll be okay.
Yes, a few jockeys been in the wars at Cheltenham and yourself involved as well. And you're not going to ride at Kempton today now, no?
No, I'm not riding at Kempton today. I just got a kick in my back again that I got the other day and it's quite sore. So I'll probably be having a few days off now. So, but anyway, I'm not too bad.
Okay. Apart from the injuries, AP, what did you make of the Cheltenham Festival? I mean, did you think it was a good festival this year?
Yeah, I think Cheltenham is always a good, you know, it's always a good festival. You know, some good winners. Unfortunately, I picked the wrong one in a few of the big races, which was not ideal. And the Gold Cup, I suppose, was, I mean, if there's such a thing as a substandard Gold Cup, it's hard to say that there is a substandard Gold Cup, but I'm not sure it's probably the best one we've ever seen. But it was an exciting finish, I suppose, for people to watch.
Yeah, it was an exciting finish, and it was one of those days, wasn't it, at Cheltenham yesterday, where there was all sorts going on. Any horses that you would take out of the festival to keep an eye on in future?
I thought more of that. Obviously, when in the World Hurdle, I thought only his fifth start, I thought looked a very promising horse. You know, hopefully one day it could be a Gold Cup horse.
Okay, good stuff. Right, let's look at Saturday's action then. We're going to look at the card at Kempton and the Midlands Grand National at Uttoxeter. So starting in the first race at Kempton, which is the 2:20, and this is a novices limited handicap chase over 2 miles, and quite tight in the betting for this one. Taunt CC has been quite well backed and now heads the betting at 100-30. Arcane is 4-1 with Nosh de Reyes, 11-2 for Easily Pleased, 6-1 for Able Deputy, 15-2 for Dinosaur, and Kitty Gain is 8-1. So not really much between the whole field in the betting, AP. It's quite a tight race, this, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Tan Sisi, as you said, was probably a little bit disappointing last time at Sandown, was beaten far enough, and has got, you know, bits of form, but has been a little bit disappointing of late. I thought Easily Pleased might be better suited to the better ground, and I could see him running well. Obviously been running on heavy ground at Wigcanton, but before that he'd ran okay on good ground at Newton Abbott, and won in Newton Abbott in good ground. So I think the good ground will suit him. Obviously our Cam, a Palm Slice, the horse that won in Leicester and won pretty well, and he might be by Oasis Dream, probably won't mind the ground a little bit better. But just going to take a chance with Easily Pleased. I think he might be better suited to the better ground.
Okay, Easily Pleased then in the opener at Kempton. On to the 2:55 next, race two on the card, and this is the Kempton Silver Plate, which is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and you would have been on another hero here, AP. The Adder in good form, and he's won 5 of his 7 starts, so would you have fancied your chances?
Yeah, again, he's another horse that would like the drying conditions. He obviously won in Worcester, and was second in Chepstow and second in Bangor. And one last time in Sedgefield back in November on good to soft ground. He's got a chance, there's no doubt. Very open race. Legacy Gold of David Pipes has been winning well. Didn't beat an awful lot last time, I don't think. Exeter went quite a short price, I think 1-6. But definitely on the upgrade, and you can't knock horses that keep winning. So I can see why Legacy Gold's favourite. And another one that I actually thought at a big price that might be worth keeping on the right side of was Home Run, David Pike's other horse. Not showing great form of late, but I could see him definitely improving for a little bit better ground. So, yeah, I think Home Run is a little chance at a big price.
Okay, Home Run then could be the each way angle into the 2:55. Moving on to the 3:30 next then, and this is the Silver Bull, which is a Class 2 handicap chase over the extended 2.5 miles, and Lost Legend, we'll start with that one, AP, has shown some decent form in the summer, and obviously the better ground this afternoon, will that see him return to some kind of improvement?
Yeah, the better ground would definitely help him. He ran last time and it was soft enough, the more it's dried out, the the more of an advantage it would be to him. A few of them in there, you could say the same about the Romford Pelly of Rebecca Curtis's, would be the same. He's a horse that would definitely like the ground drying out. So he is top of the range of Nicky Henderson's. His jumping has been a little bit suspect, but he wouldn't be without a chance either. But yeah, very tight race. I wouldn't know which way to go. Maybe the Romford Pelly of Rebecca Curtis's, or maybe Alinka of Venetia Williams is one that I'd keep on the right side of as well. So probably just going to go for Alinka.
Okay, on to the 405 at Kempton next. This is the fourth race on the card, and this is a novice's hurdle over 2 miles, and a couple of interesting prospects at the top of the betting. Oscar Hoof has been well backed from 13-8 into 11-8, and First Mohican is 9-4. It's an 8-1 barring those two runners. Do you see it probably between those two, AP?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've got the best form. I think they're probably the best horses. I think it's probably between the two of them. I thought First Mohican was quite impressive when he won first time at Doncaster. Looked at a horse with a good future. It was a little bit disappointing maybe behind Irvine. And obviously the other horse, Oscar Hoof, he won well at Doncaster when he won last time. I think those are probably the main two. There's bits of other horses in there you could see probably improving for the run. And one that hasn't ran, maybe Miracle Cure of Venetia Williams, was quite a highly rated flat horse. He could be okay too at a big price, but I think I'd probably just go for First Mohican.
Okay, First Mohican then in the 405. The 440 is race 5 on the card at Kempton, and this is a class 4 novices hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and Ned Stark heads the betting. This morning was second in an Irish Point, and then second again on his rules debut at Exeter. That form doesn't look too bad, and the yard won this last year, AP, so do you see Ned Stark as the one to beat in the 440?
Yeah, I would think so. You would imagine he'd improve mentally for his first run at Exeter. Behind the horse of Emma Lavelle's, I think it was Moss Park. I think I could see him improving. I could see him improving for the run. And he looks the most obvious one. A couple of the others, I suppose, Andy Kelly at the top of Emma Lavelle's, is one that would have a good chance on his best form as well. And could have had it all. Of Paul Weber's, I think, would probably be happier now they're going to sign up. But yeah, very much, I think Ned Stark, very hard to get away, and I think he'd be hard to beat.
Okay, Ned Stark, hard to beat them maybe in the 440. The 515 is the penultimate race at Kempton, and this is a Class 4 handicap chase over 3 miles. 7 of them in the lineup, and Mick Orbin heads the betting at 11-4. It's 3-1 for Badger's Cove, Billy Dutton 5-1, Camp Bonnet 6s with Midnight Macarena, Whispering Jack 9s, and 10-1 for Venetian Lad. Again, it's quite an open race, AP. Who would you side with in the 515?
Yeah, Mac Auburn wasn't beaten that far last time at Wincanton. Again, on soft ground. He has won a bumper and good the firm a long time ago. I think I'd just be inclined to side with Badger's Cove. I think the ground drying out will help him. Ran okay a couple of runs back. He was second to High Ron at Suttle. I can see, it's a very tricky handicap. Midnight Macarena is another one. But I'm just favouring Badger's Cove. I think that the ground will help him. And I can see him improving on his last run at Warwick. So I'm going to go for Badger's Cove.
OK, then Badger's Cove in the 5.15. And on to the final race at Kempton, the 5.50. We finish with a 2-mile bumper, and Official Ben heads the betting for JP McManus, Jonjo O'Neill, and whoever takes over from AP McCoy in the saddle. He cost £120,000 after winning a 4-year-old maiden point, and makes his rules debut here, AP. Are you expecting a winning debut from him?
I think Jonjo thinks he's a nice horse. As you'd expect for £120,000, you'd be hoping he'd be a nice horse. So I'm sure he's a good chance. The other obvious one, Rareem of Nicky Henderson's, hasn't ran either. So you're basically just looking at trainer form. Nicky's got a couple in there. He's got Ride by Night as well. Philip Hobbs is a runner too. That was fifth in his one and only start. Victor Dartnell's horse, Dancing Shadow, I suppose, of the horses that have ran, he was second to Exeter, to Trickway. He's probably got the best sort of form of the horse that have ran. So, look, I think you're betting blind here, really. I think it's probably between the John Joe Neal horse and Nicky Henderson's horse that Barry Gertie's riding. So, you know, maybe go for official bet. John Joe thinks he's a nice horse, but tough race to call.
Okay, and there's a big race that you talked to today as well. It's the 350 on their card. It's the Midlands Grand National, a listed handicap chase. It's over 4 miles and one furlong. And just getting the betting up here, Goulain is the 11-2 favourite and being backed from 7-1 this morning. Harry Topper is 7-1, 8-1 for Wickhill. Suncloud 8s. Are You Right Chief is also 8-1. Fill the Power 11s, 12-1 for Summary Justice. And Emperor's Choice, and then 14-1 or bigger prices. The rest open as you'd expect. AP, we've got several of them coming into this in winning form. Who would you side with in the Midlands Grand National?
I kind of like Loch Bar. I think he's got a good chance. Just I think the drying out ground. He was a long way behind Emperor's Choice the last time at Haydock, and Rigaud de Beauchamp. But I think the drying out ground will help him. The other one that I actually really like is Fill the Power of Sue Smith. He won in heavy ground at Wetherby last time, and has some bits of good form. And I definitely don't think he'll mind the good ground. He's a horse that's only ever won on goodish ground. So I think those would be two that would be high up the list. Not sure that the ground conditions are going to suit the likes of Harry Copper. Junior's consistent. I'm not sure again, but they'll suit. Emperor's Choice, Summary Justice won well when he won at Newbury, just kept going well. I mean, Goulain's the other horse, I mean, I suppose of David Pipes, but Tom Scudimore is obviously not riding him. So if I was picking one, I think at a big price in a competitive race, I think Philip, well, he's 10 or 12 to 1, Fill the Power would probably be my choice. Lots of horses here that have been run through the winter on heavy ground, different ground conditions for them now. So I take a chance and Fill the Power.
Okay, Fill the Power then in the Midlands Grand National. Thank you very much once again for talking to us, AP. Hopefully you'll be feeling better soon, and good luck with your recovery.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.